Picturing the Prophet by Amber Swenson, based on a true story. My word shall not pass away, but shall all be fulfilled, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38.
We get to hear the prophet speak today,
Chase said to his little sister Amelie. Amelie was excited too. They had learned about prophets in family home evening just last Monday. A prophet is a person who has been called by God and speaks for him. The prophet receives commandments and revelations from God and then shares them with Heavenly Father's children. Mom had shown Chase and Amelie pictures of President Monson. They decided to draw their own pictures of the prophet, too. Now Chase and Amelie were going to a devotional to hear President Thomas S. Monson speak to them.
Let's bring our pictures,
Chase said. Chase and Amelie took their pictures of President Monson off of the refrigerator door.
This is going to be more fun than the circus or the zoo,
Chase said. When they got to the devotional, Chase and Amelie stared at all the people in the huge stadium. Almost all of the seats were filled. Chase and Amelie had to sit behind the stand. All they could see was the back of President Monson's head. President Monson spoke about prophets God had called in the latter days. The prophets were righteous men who followed God. After the closing prayer, President Monson turned to leave the stadium. He headed right toward Chase and Amelie. They excitedly held up their pictures so President Monson could see them. President Monson smiled when he saw Chase and Amelie's pictures.
Oh, how nice, he said. How about a high five?
President Monson held up his hand to Chase and Amelie. Chase and Amelie each gave President Monson a high five. They were so happy to meet the prophet, they truly knew that he was a prophet of God.
Sidebar. This is the true Church of Jesus Christ. There is a living prophet, Thomas S. Monson, and there are both true servants and angels to help you along the lighted path. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. End of the story, Picturing the Prophet, by Amber Swenson.